This is Roofing Contractor Editorial Director Rick D'Amato, and the motto of the day is, Roofing Contractor Editor makes fortune from the Georgia Lottery. Yeah, that's right. Our son Jordan was awarded the Hope Scholarship that paid for a good chunk of his college education. It was worth a fortune to Jordan, his mother, and I. The Hope Scholarship is funded directly from proceeds gathered from the sale of a state-operated Georgia Lottery. Headlines hardly ever reveal the whole story and sometimes run between the fine line between truth and fiction. I do not have the classical journalism school training required to spin great headlines, but always marvel at the good ones. Saw one on some emails this week and thought worth a comment or two. On June 16th, what we have been calling the new rules for fall protection went into effect. Not really new rules, but the elimination of some exceptions, most notably what is commonly referred to as the slide guard rule. Read more about it on the links of the online version of this D'Amato of the day. While passing on some click-tos, here's my 2 cents worth on the issue as found in the Roofing Contractor's Editor's Note. That link's also found online. The emails that began streaming through earlier this week had subject titles, like headlines, of New Fall Protection Rules Bump Back, or OSHA Gives More Time. But you read a little deeper into what OSHA says and nothing is really being bumped back. Contractors thinking they have another 3 months breather on gearing up for full fall protection should keep a wary eye out from a visit from OSHA. It is dangerous for me to step into so technical a topic, so we'll warn you now, this is an opinion blog. You really need to go to the source to find out what OSHA really has to say on this topic. www.osha.gov. My read on it was that an OSHA inspector will only issue a warning to you if he or she finds out you are out of compliance on fall protection on certain steep slope roofs. This may or may not come into play if you were using a slide guard method or no fall protection at all. That part was not made crystal clear. After warning you and discussing it with you on a more informal basis, the OSHA inspector may come back the next day or the next week to see if you have come into compliance. On the second visit, you will not be treated to a warning, suggestions, or a good talking to. You may be subject to a citation and a fine and whatever else OSHA is empowered to do to correct your behavior. So the new rule is on, in my opinion. There's no breather here. No need to wait any longer if you have not launched an acceptable fall protection scheme for your residential roofing projects. And sorry about jerking your chain with the headline, but I really do think we won the lottery with the Hope Scholarship, as well as every week that goes by, and we don't buy a ticket.